الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. I think this is a very interesting topic. We're talking about positivity and having a ijabi or a positive outlook on life. Now, we already know as Muslims, life has difficulties, right? That's how it is. But the way we perceive life, when we study the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the things we learn, and I'm going to support this with moments from his life. When we study him, we learn that the way we perceive situations can actually influence those situations. And this is really deep concept. So if we start at a very basic hadith, right? There's this one hadith, which it's a hadith Qudsi, where the Prophet is given words to speak on behalf of God. And so the hadith is called hadith Qudsi, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that God says, أنا عند ظني عبدي بي, I am as my servant thinks of me. Now, that's very interesting because what it's telling us is the inner perspective with which you look at Allah as merciful, as kareem, as always going to bring good to you. I think a lot of us, because we are sinful, we're always waiting for the doom. We're waiting for the bad news every moment. What bad news is coming today, right? Because we're sinful, we mess up, this and that. We need to wake up in the morning and what blessings will Allah show me today? What karam, kareem? Kareem is the one who gives to those who don't deserve. Literally, that's what kareem means. غير استحقاق, like doesn't even deserve it. So this really teaches us that, wait, think of Allah as merciful, as kind, as generous, as all of these positive things. And the hadith says, I reciprocate that back to you. Right. So I'm going to start there and show you that from the moment we wake up, thinking about Allah in a positive way, the Prophet teaches us that's important. Right. Now, if we go into the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daily life, we actually find more examples of him always taking a situation and trying to see the good out of it. Always, 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 always. This is so profound. One example. Burayda. There's a Sahabi by the name of Burayda. This narration is mentioned in many books of Sirah. There was a bounty on the head of the Prophet ﷺ when he was doing Hijrah, right? Everyone's looking for him. And anyone who wants to make some money, he's like, well, let me go capture these guys and make some money. So Burayda al-Aslami, he sets out with a group of 70 people. Like, yo, we'll all split it, right? We'll still all make money. 70 people. They encounter the Prophet ﷺ and those doing hijrah with him, right? Abu Bakr, radiallahu, his guide, whatever. And as they approach, this is like, we're done. Like, how can you look at this situation? These people are looking after, coming to get me. They know there's a bounty on my head, so on and so forth, right? So the first thing the Prophet ﷺ does is, the leader is Burayda. He asks him, he's like, yo, what's your name? And he says, Burayda. Now this is deep. The Prophet ﷺ turns to Abu Bakr and he says, Baradallahu amrana, like Allah has cooled down our situation. Now, what does that mean? The man's name is Burayda with the letters ba ra dal, right? Ba ra dal, and the word barad means cool. So the Prophet ﷺ took his name as a sign of a good. I don't want to use the word omen, but it's a good sign. He took his name, and from his name, the situation is bleak. The situation is like, we're done. What good can I see here? Mm-mm. What's your name? Burayda. Ah, Allah has cooled down our situation. Where does that positivity come from? Right? Like, that's so deep. Then he goes further. He goes, what tribe are you from? He says, Sulami, right? And it has the word, the huruf asal, the basic letters are alif, lam, Aslama, right? Aslama. So the Prophet says, he looks at Abu Bakr and he goes, Salamna, or Salama, right? He goes, we've made it now. We're at peace. We're good. Because his tribe name was Aslami. So from that, he deduced or took a good sign that Salamna, we've made it peacefully. He gives dawah to him, talks to him. Before you know it, Burayda's leading him into the outskirts of Medina, like as his entourage in. So why did I give that story? It's just one incident where the Prophet ﷺ takes a scenario. that for many of us is nothing but a negative situation. But he searches and searches and searches for good in that situation. Let me give another one, because I really want you to realize this is a prophetic thing. At the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, this was a time when the Meccans were not letting the Muslims go for Umrah. They stopped them. Everyone was very sad that they're not going to go back to Mecca. They haven't been in Mecca in so long. They love the Kaaba. They love Mecca. They miss it. Well, the Prophet is going to do negotiations with the Meccans, right? So they send a person to negotiate. And the person's name, his first name is Suhail or Sahal. Suhail, Afwan, Samihni. So the word Suhail is like, it has a root of something being easy, right? Something being easy. So when he looked and he saw who the negotiator was, he said his name out loud and he said, look, Allah has made our situation easy now. Again, like we've just been stopped from what we wanted to do. This man is coming to put these strict negotiation rules on us. But yet you insist on looking at the good in this situation, even if it's something as small as his name, as small as his name, right? And so, you know, this is another example of where, regardless of the situation, when we're able to take a positive outlook on it, there's this thing from a psychological prophetic, psychological perspective, which is the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's really interesting because of what it, our prophet's teachings already taught us this, which is the way you perceive someone can actually directly influence how they interact with you. Really simply put, let me give an example from like studies done back in like the 80s or 70s. There were teachers that they would have, say, really positive things towards a group set of students. Even when they did bad, you're very smart, you're very intelligent, you're a hard worker. They would say these positive reinforcement. And the study showed another group that that positive reinforcement wasn't given to. This was a longitudinal study. They did this study over many years to watch these people grow and how their lives were. And statistically, they showed that the students that were given the positive reinforcement from their teachers, they had embodied what they had felt from those teachers and began to fulfill that, what was given to them, if that makes sense. So it's almost like, if, let me give an example. If you interact with someone and in your back of your mind, you're like, they don't like me, then the self-fulfilling prophecy, what it tells you is that they sense that energy from you and actually start to act in a way that goes with the way you're thinking. It's really ajib. It's really like, wait, how did I influence them? But our psychological studies even show that, right? And so what this tells me is, I, many times if you like interacting with people around you and you see negativity from them, perhaps you're projecting negativity onto them. I'm gonna say that again. Like this person you work with is always really negative with you. This thing teaches us that, wait, just change what you're thinking about them and change it in a positive way and watch how you make them now actually reciprocate another, like a mirror image. And now it makes sense. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. The Prophet ﷺ said that people are mirrors of one another. What? That's like so deep. emojis, like mind-blown emojis here, guys. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. The Prophet ﷺ literally said, the people are mirrors of one another. That's literally what this study is saying. If you come to the situation with negativity, then that person just reflects that negativity back to you, right? And so, I think it's very important for us to communicate love to people, right? To communicate to people that they're beautiful, right? Sometimes, you know, you want to communicate to a person, your husband, your spouse, or whatever, that they're beautiful. If you feel their beauty and project that their beauty, they'll return beauty back to you, right? Such a deep concept. So these are just a few examples. There was one more example from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. It's slipping my mind right now, and I'm sure it will come back in a moment. But throughout the life of the, I got it. This is the last one, right? So we all know that they made up this derogatory name for the Prophet ﷺ, Mudammam, right? The blameworthy one, right? And it's the opposite of his name, right? And so one day he comes and he's smiling, he's happy, right? He's smiling, he's happy. He's projecting happiness, right? And he goes, yo, isn't it so cool? Look, alhamdulillah, isn't it so cool? Look how Allah turned the curses of the Quraysh away from me. They're making fun of some guy named Mudammam and my name's Muhammad. Now, everyone knows who they're talking about. He knows who they're talking about. But mentally, he's taken a stance on that, which, and this is important, we don't want to empower people, negative people. People can only harm you as much as you empower them to. How much you value what they say, how you interpret what they say. The Prophet is taught throughout the Quran, don't empower these people. Give these people the strength to harm you. No, I'm happy with you. That's all you need. So the Prophet ﷺ knows deep in his heart who they're talking about. Everyone knows who they're talking about. But he takes a completely different view. He goes, look, they're not even talking about me. That's some other dude. Yeah, and we teach this to our children, right? Like our sibling, my little children, they'll be like, oh, he called me this. Are you that? No. Okay, then. Right? And they're like, yeah, but still, he said it, right? So they're still learning. But the point being is that the Prophet ﷺ, now, what does it mean to be positive? So positive is relative in the sense that if you're at negative 20, positive is not going all the way the other direction, right? Positive could just be to negative 15 or to negative 5. Why do I say that? Like, what are you getting at? What does that mean? Positive is relative in the sense that we don't always want to be in the positive numbers. It's okay to be in the negative numbers sometime. Let me give an example. What is the verse is farihin? The word fariha, exuberant joy. Whenever it comes in the Quran, it's almost always negative. Exuberant joy, right? Why is that important? Sometimes we also need to pull ourselves back, and that's the most positive place that we should be at. I hope that makes sense. So look at it as a balancing act, right? There's moments when you're just so happy, you're heedless happy. You're just, everything's perfect. I'm great. Life is good. This and that. I'm so positive, right? That's not, the Prophet that doesn't teach us that's good. Come back a bit towards the middle. Right? Come back a bit towards the middle. And that's positive from the prophetic perspective. You feel me? Humble a bit there is positive from the prophetic perspective. So the reason I'm saying that is sometimes with the self-love mantra that we hear today, and alhamdulillah Kamal, who was on before me, he spoke about how we as Muslims never want to separate well-being, mental well-being from our Islamic principles, right? So this whole self-love stuff, it's important, no doubt, right? You got to appreciate yourself. You got to know your value in the sight of God, right? There was a person who said, the Prophet held him and he was in the marketplace. And he goes, who wants to buy this slave from me? He said, إِذَن تَجِدُنِي كَسِدًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, if you try to sell me, ya Rasulullah, you'll get nothing. I'm worthless. And the Prophet ﷺ said, بَلْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْتَ غَالِي. No, in the sight of God, you are priceless. Oh. Salli ala al-Habib. The Prophet is so beautiful. He's taking a person who feels bad about themselves and he's elevating them, right? So what are we learning from that? Self-love is important in the religion, but not to the point where you worship the self and what the self wants and puts it above God, right? Above the deen, above the teachings of Allah and the Rasul. So we never want to separate between our deen and positivity, self-love, self-worth. Yes, there has a place in the deen, but learn the deen so you understand the proper place of self-love, right? That's the key. So these are just some insights on the concept of positivity. I think all of us go through moments. I'm talking to myself, man. I spoke about this earlier. Like, I'm someone who, some people call me to get motivation, right? Every now and then, one of the brothers, I got a good friend, he'll call me, but yo, Sheikh, I'm feeling down right now. And I'll do my best to remind the brother, life is a test, da 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 da, right? And I swear to you guys, 30, 40 minutes later, I'm calling my friend to get the same advice. An hour later, I'm calling my friend and saying, man, yo, I'm just feeling down. And he's like, yo, Shay, come on, man. So the point is, we all need people to help boost our morale. And then, you know, you also have friends that will say, yo, you're going over the edge a little. You got to bring it down. You got to humble yourself a little bit. You're like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Thank you. That's positivity. That's positive is what brings me back to what God loves. Positive is what brings me back to what God loves. There are some times where I'm on the two opposite ends of the spectrum and I need to come back here. That's where I need to be. I'm too proud and arrogant, too happy. I'm so beautiful. I'm so smart. I'm so eloquent. Da, da, da. Your friend's going to be like, can you come back to the center? Ground yourself a little. And there's other times where I'm really, really down and your friend's going to bring you positive, more up. No, you're special. So I hope this makes us understand that this spectrum of positivity is not a positive on a number scale that we always want to just go higher. For us, our positivity is what brings us back to the center, always, always, right? And so that may be negativity when you're too positive.